Reish Peches Siftes. The Mechaber says that we don't cry out and yell to Davin for any tzara on Shabbos, except for certain specific ones. Tzaras Mezonos, if there's a shortage of food, that we cry out and Davin for verbally on Shabbos. We don't blow shofar in Tefillah, but we verbally Davin for that and cry out for that on Shabbos. The same thing if a city that's surrounded by Anosim, by people who are want to start with the pirates or any enemy army, or if you have a boat or something like that that's going to sink in the Yam, or if there's a flood that's going to take over a city, even if a yocha, individual person, is being near them, is being chased after by Nassim, by pirates or robbers, or some ruach ra or something like that, we cry out, we say tefillas on Shabbos. We don't blow shofar. Only way we blow shofar on Shabbos, if we're blowing the shofar to gather people to come and help, as a way of getting the word out to come to help. In the olden days, how did you get the noise out? How did you get the sound out? So you blew a shofar, everyone knew that meant there was an emergency to come and help. But for tefillah, we don't blow shofar on Shabbos. Even for these emergencies, we just daven verbally. So if you're the somebody who's nirduf from a ruach ra, so that we said that we do daven from a Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch says lav davka from ruach ra. Any chole sheish p'sakana, there's immediate sakana, we daven, we cry out for him on Shabbos. It doesn't have to be ruach ra. Ruach ra, Mishnah Berurah explains things like a shade. I don't know if we really have it nowadays. But any chole sheish p'sakana, we do daven from on Shabbos. And the Ramah says that for a chole is masukim b'biyoyim, you can mavarach him, you say Mishnah Berurah for him. As opposed to somebody who's a chole sheim b'sakana, the Mashmoy says that you should not say Mishnah Berurah for him on Shabbos. And Mishnah Berurah says that you could make a Mishnah Berurah for a chole she'ein b'sakana on Shabbos and say Shabbos yim elizak u'refur k'rov alovay. And indeed, in our Mishnah Berurah l'chole that we say on Shabbos, we do add those words, and therefore, even a chole she'ein b'sakana could be part of the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says that a lady who's in labor or gave birth within the past week is called chole she'ein b'sakana, and you can daven for her regular on Shabbos. Simon Reish Peites, Seder Suda Shachar Shal Shabbos, halacha of Shabbos Day Suda. The Shulchan Aruch says, "If Aleph, the Shulchan should be set, meet the mitzvahs yafa, the bed made nicely, mabuk prusa, tablecloth spread out, just like besudas lila." And Mishnah Berurah explains that the bed is either made from erev Shabbos, or it's talking about the case that you plan on laying down Shabbos afternoon. But if you're not planning on laying down Shabbos afternoon, you would not be allowed to make the bed on Shabbos, unless it's a room that you can be spending time in. It'll be designed for Shabbos. The beds are not properly made. But in general, one cannot make beds on Shabbos for matzah Shabbos. You have to know what's called making the bed. It does not necessarily mean that when you get out of bed Shabbos morning, you have to leave the bed a total mess. Or Shabbos afternoon, if you take a nap, when you get up, it does not necessarily mean you have to leave it a total mess. You can throw the blanket back over. It means to make a neely and tuck it in, mamash azoy, that you might not be allowed to do, unless you're going to be either spending time in that room on Shabbos still, so design if the bed's not made properly, or unless you're going to be using that bed still on Shabbos. Then you make a bracha on the yayin boy pri agafen, and that's the whole nusach of kiddush really Shabbos day is the bracha boy pri agafen, and it's called kedusha rabba. Mishnah Berurah explains it's lashon taginor because really it's kiddush l'shvach kiddush, not the raisa. It's on the rabban and they're misakin the kavod Shabbos with ebesas machta on the pasuk. Mishnah Berurah says that those who are noig start off with v'shamru or zochar seim haShabbos before they say the bracha some sukkim. He says are those who start with alkem berach and alkem berach with the middle of a pasuk. So Mishnah Berurah says that that's not correct, because Kapsukal Paskin Moish Analog Paskin, we don't have the right to pick up Paskin and say just the second half of the Paskin, not the first half. There are other Paskin who say, Nalak, this is Duse, who are Miyash of the Minig of Jestang Akenberg, look in the Aruch HaShulchan. The Mechaber says that then you wash your Moitzi, and then you make a bracha on Lecha Mishnah, the HaMoitzi. The Ramaz B'tzayin, some Reish Ainal Sifi Beis, Mishnah Berurah explains over there, Ramaz brings a different Minig that you wash before Kiddush. Mishnah Berurah says over there, he was Machriya, Mishnah Berurah is Machriya, like the Mechaber, that's better to make Kiddush and after it's wash. That's how most of Klai Yisrael does it. Those who have Minig otherwise, everyone should do like their own family Minig. Then you have a Suda, Mishnah Berurah brings to the Rekeach, after eat the whole Suda, he sings Mir, Shiras, Shvachas, to Hashem. And also Mishnah Berurah brings from the Rabbah, that's good to learn a little bit before you start eating, to learn a little bit before the Suda. Mechaber says this Kiddush also has to be Mokum Suda, just like the Kiddush of Friday night, and not like anything before Kiddush, just like Friday night. However, to drink water before Shachris, that's mutter, because the Chiyuv Kiddush was not Chal yet, since Kiddush only Shayach Mokum Suda, and before davening, you only allowed to have water, you can't have a Suda. And the Bir Halacha says somebody who's allowed to eat and drink before davening for medical reasons or something like that should make Kiddush before he does it. So if Beis, someone doesn't have wine, you can make Kiddush a Chamar Bedina, Shecher, beer, or schnapps, other types of Chamar Bedina. If he doesn't have anything available, then he can eat without Kiddush. Mishnah Berurah says that really, it's better to use wine, the Chamar Bedina, but in our Medina, our country is a Noeg to make Kiddush in place of the Mishnah Berurah, Shabbos morning, on Chamar Bedina, on Schnapps, even like a Chila. Someone doesn't have what to make Kiddush, like eat without Kiddush. Mishnah Berurah says that means he doesn't have Challah. But if he has Challah, Challah has to be the first thing to eat, cannot eat anything until then. And somebody Friday night, Taka doesn't have Yain or Challah, he might have to wait a few hours till he gets something to be able to make Kiddush on. Shouldn't wait longer than Chatzais. If he's a Shvachah person, he can eat, and when he gets what to make Kiddush on, he'll make Kiddush and eat a Gzais then.